These two scrolls invite us into the landscape with broad, open areas in the foreground. Individual landscape elements pull our eyes in towards the soaring mountains whose edges are softened by foliage. Overall, the artist uses dramatic contrasts of light and dark to help us further understand the recession into space. We don't know the name of this 15th century artist, but we do know that he was Korean and active in the early years of the Joseon dynasty. Because of frequent foreign invasions, there is little Korean art left to us from this period. But what does exist shows the great ambition and energy of the new rulers. One of the most influential Korean artists of the time, An Kyun, worked for the court, and it is his influence that we see here. And An Kyun, in turn, was inspired by Chinese monumental landscapes of the Northern Song style. Indeed, even the subject matter of this work refers to China. These two vistas illustrate the classic Chinese theme, extolling poetic natural beauty. Eight views of the Shao and Xiang rivers.